Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That's right. Somebody check on Bob Ryan today. Rick Riley.
I don't know. He's high on the list.
Yeah, geez. Someone stay close by to him the rest of the day. We'll see if we get any news.
Seth Payne Hex.
I'm going to start checking Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's set the Google alerts for all sorts of different names. Mm-hmm. Hey, you can join the conversation throughout 713-572-4610. As mentioned, Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez. And the birthday boy today, Figgy Fig on the steel wheels. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
37 years old. Did you want that out there?
I don't care, man. Yeah.
And in typical Figgy fashion, he's doing for others on
That's
his
right.
birthday. Yeah. How about that? Tell us about it.
Yeah. So right now, if you see me on the YouTube and the Twitch and all that stuff, I'm rocking the Kids Mills apron and a hat. Because, you know, usually whenever I do my birthday, I don't really announce it. I just kind of keep it under mm-hmm. the wraps and all that stuff.
You and me both.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but this time I'm like, you know what? Even though it's my birthday, but I don't want to make it about me. Mm-hmm. So in honor of Kids Meals, man, I want everybody to, if you want to do something for me, do something for the kids mm-hmm. in Houston. So shout out to Jalen Petrie. And his organization, he's doing, remember last season he did something called Feed Five More?
Yeah.
This year he's doing something called Feed Five Even More. So he's trying to get more people to donate so we can help the kids, the wonderful kids of Houston and make sure everybody got, you know, meals and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So it's feed5evenmore.com.
Yeah, so if you want to do something, go to feed5evenmore.com. You should see a donate button right there. Just hit the donate button. I think you can type your name in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you could type a message, but just put happy birthday Fig or something like that.
I'm on it right now.
Yeah, so that's all I want you to do, man. It's a great organization. It's a great nonprofit. Something close to my heart. So I want everybody to, if you want to celebrate me, mm-hmm. let's donate to there and let's try to meet that goal.
Yeah,
I love it. It's an awesome thing you're doing for your birthday. Happy birthday to you, and hopefully you get some donations rolling in. Text coming in as well. Send your birthday wishes on YouTube, Twitch, and on the text line 713-572-4610. And if you have a little something to give, feel free to give it to celebrate Figgy's birthday here today.
Feed5evenmore.com.
And it's the number 5, feed5evenmore.com.
Yep.
Look at that, Figgy.
Nice.
Yeah. It's done.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, it's done.
That's all I want for my birthday, man. I don't ask for much.
Yeah.
But that's all I want for my birthday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at what point do the birthdays stop? Is it after the 21st birthday until you turn 40? Like, at what point do the birthdays no longer
become
a thing?
That's a good point. 21 you look forward to and you announce and you're all about it. That was it for me.
Right?
Because even before 21, when I was a kid, I was never real big
I was the same way too. Sometimes I try to get excited, but mm-hmm. me and my I guess it's a personal thing. I feel like I don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to throw no party and nobody show up. And I think about all that type of stuff. So I was just like, I ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was never into birthdays either. And I never liked the idea of doing something for yourself, like mm-hmm. throwing your own birthday party.
Yeah.
You know, like if someone wants to do something for you, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's just another day.
It's like the ego on this guy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's like the ego on this
guy. Come on.
Hey, come to my house, and I'm throwing a party for me.
Yeah, celebrate me for doing something everyone else does every year.
I'm going to make a surprise birthday party.
Yeah,
so I want everybody to be there, and I'm going to walk in surprised.
Yeah, there you go, Figgy. Done. Mine's done.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
this a lot.
Everybody,
feed5e, evenmore.com. It's real easy. It took me, we were literally talking and I did it. So there you go.
Perfect. Yeah, and the texts are rolling in as well, wishing you a happy birthday. So happy birthday to Fig. We'll celebrate over the next 4 hours here by talking all sorts of different Houston sports, including the Texans. But let's start with last night with Monday Night Football and how it relates to the Texans, because I saw a lot of Texans fans online, at least, were split on Monday Night Football on what they wanted the outcome to be, who they should root for. Do you want the Jags to win? Do you want the Chiefs to win? Well, the game played out. The Jaguars somehow pulled out a victory. And so now I ask this morning, does last night's game, last night's result, make you feel better as a Texans fan or worse? Because the Chiefs now are back under 500. But the Jaguars just beat Patrick Mahomes. First time they've beaten the Chiefs in 17 years. They win on Monday Night Football. Now they're up there at the Colts ahead of the Texans. So, John, I ask you, should Texans fans feel better or worse this morning that one of the premier teams in the AFC certainly seems weakened? However, that AFC South's looking pretty good right now.
Look, what a great question, because I think you can make a compelling argument either way. I'm not waffling. I feel, if I had to pick one, but it's close, I feel worse, but I'm going to make the argument the other way too, and I'm curious what you think, because I feel worse, if nothing else, just for sheer mathematics. I mean, just math.
Yeah.
They're both 4-1 now, the Colts and the Jaguars. You're 2-3. That's 5 games in. You only have 12 games left. Like just the numbers, the clock is kind of ticking. But it's not insurmountable. I mean, you still have 12 games.
You're right.
You still have another game against the Jaguars, 2 games against the Colts. So you're in a good spot, but the problem is they're both 4-1. You're 2-3, and the Jaguars just beat the Chiefs, who you still must play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so there's a compelling argument that you feel worse. I do feel better in some ways, though, not just because of what I just said. You know, because you have one game against the Jaguars, even though you lost one, and 2 against the Colts, but the AFC is so very gettable right now.
Yeah.
It's just the Chiefs kind of proved it last night.
Yeah, for sure. Which is why I would almost give both answers too. Like, obviously, if your goal is to win the division, as it should be, then you feel worse today because, you know, you got two teams there at the top of the standings that are both 4-1, and the Jags have the win over you that you have to try to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of trying to actually go win, like, say, the AFC, if your goal is still to go win playoff games, try to compete for a Super Bowl, I feel better not only for this year, but moving forward too. Specifically this year, because I would still fear Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs a lot more than Daniel Jones in a playoff game. Like, say, hypothetically speaking, in this world, the Texans get to the playoffs, and then you're looking at the rest of the AFC like, okay, who do we want to avoid?
Yeah.
Well, if the Chiefs are there, I still want to avoid them, where I don't think I fear Daniel Jones in a playoff game all that much, as well as he's playing. And Trevor Lawrence, we saw it last night. The Jaguars might Mr. Magoo their way into some victories, but I still don't fear. I give them credit for this 4-1 start and winning that game last night, and they're doing some good things, but I still don't fear Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars the same I would fear the Chiefs or even the Ravens. So my point being, like, I'd rather knock off those big dogs and then try to deal with Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones. I'd feel a lot more confident or comfortable going up against those guys than Lamar, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. So try to get rid of as many of those big boys as you can.
Yeah, I'm with you by and large. I'm really starting to come around on what the Colts are. You know, their defense has only given up very few points this year as well. It's not just a matter of Daniel Jones on the offense. And we'll get into that here in just a little bit. But in terms of, like, teams that scare me, like you just drubbed the Ravens, and I don't see them getting.
No,
they need to start worrying about just getting in.
Yeah, which by the way, it's crazy. They are still the favorites to win their division.
Yeah, they're still the favorites to win their division.
It's
I don't see how the Steelers are 3-1. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers staying healthy for now. Yeah. You know, who knows what they just cut another quarterback.
Yeah.
And Burrow's out.
Yeah, it's true. The rest of the division is a mess. But still, yeah. The Ravens are 1-4. So many injuries. They're a mess themselves. They're still the pretty heavy favorite to win the division.
The 1-4 team that might win that division is the Browns. If you're going to pick one of them just with something. Their defense alone.
Yeah, right.
Bills, I guess, would still be somewhat scary. They, you know, they gave up the one loss. So I would rank the Bills, and after that, I'm good with what you're facing.
Yeah, so that's why my thing is I see both sides, like you said. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it makes winning the division tougher when the Jags and the Colts are playing well. But I think the bigger picture, if you zoom out to actually go win the AFC, I think it's better to, like I said, knock down those top dogs. Yeah. And I think this is also better long term because, admittedly, like I don't know how sustainable Daniel Jones and the Colts are. Is this a one-year wonder? We've seen that in the past with guys like Case Keenum, Sam Darnold, you know, there's examples of even Geno Smith. He's playing terrible in Las Vegas, where these guys that have some success, but they can't sustain it once you get more tape or, you know, once you figure out these guys a little bit better. So the Colts, the Jaguars, I don't worry so much long term about Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones like I would the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills. I want to see those teams fall off their perch and come back to earth.
Yeah.
You could text in. We'll get to your text as well, 713-572-4610, because plenty of texts are rolling in. Obviously, we got a late start with the crosstalk, so we will continue this conversation on the other side, along with what are some things in the NFL that we were just wrong about now that we're about a third of the way into the season? What has surprised us so far? What were we mistaken about with this NFL season? We'll get to that next, just getting started.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the loop. That's right. Luke Morrow in for Reggie today alongside John Lopez and the birthday boy Figgy Fig as we celebrate for the next 4+ hours. Hey, we may have gotten a few things wrong about the start of the NFL season. We'll get to that here in just a moment, and you can join the conversation throughout on YouTube, on Twitch, on the text line as well, 713-572-4610. As some of the birthday texts are rolling in, happy birthday, Fig. My son is 13 today. Someone said, for the first 25 years, parents should celebrate for just keeping these little daredevils alive.
Well, that's true.
I like that idea. Happy birthday, Fig. Hope you get that bottle of wine from Tyler for filling in for him yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And then happy birthday, Figgy. Donation made from Angie on the text line.
Yeah, man. I'm looking at the donations right now. Salute. First of all, salute to John Lopez. You made the donation. You was the first one. And then we got Angie on the recent donations. We got Work Jones, and then we got Arian.
Awesome.
That's a good way to get a shout out.
Yeah, man.
Throw a little something something at feed5evenmore.com.
Yeah, it could be as much as you want, man. It ain't got to be $1 million or anything like that. Just a little something, man, because it's going to go a long way.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It's a great thing Figgy's doing for his birthday. Feed 5 Even More. If you donate, we'll even shout you out here throughout the next few hours. Hey, we opened the show talking about Monday Night Football last night. Do you feel better or worse after the result? Because obviously a team in the division won. The Jaguars get to 4-1. But, you know, but then the Chiefs, one of the teams you always have to worry about in the AFC, get knocked down under 500 again. Plenty of texts rolling in on that. People saying the most fraudulent 4-1 team I've ever seen in regards to the Jags.
Maybe.
Monday Night Football has me questioning Kansas City more than being impressed with Jacksonville. I actually do agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think Kansas City looked worse and Jacksonville looked good. Texter said we need Chiefs to just keep losing games because I think the Texans are fighting for the 7 seed anyways. And that was part of my thought process too, was try to knock down as many teams as you can so there's less competition just to get into the playoffs. I still don't fear the Jaguars. Their record is better than what they are. The Jags are the same team that choked away a division lead in recent history. It was another text. I feel better with the Chiefs' loss. Hope they don't make it to the playoffs after going to the Super Bowl. And then the last text I want to highlight, someone asked, is the AFC South the best division in the NFL? Now, people will tell you when you're wrong. In fact, we'll tell you some of the things we were wrong about in just a moment. Mm-hmm. They typically won't tell you when you were right. So I'll do it for myself. I remember.
Let me tell you about me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I remember when I was sitting in here with you, John, over the summer, I think it was, or right after the schedules might have come out a few months ago, and I made the case that this year the AFC South was going to be last year's NFC North. Because last year,
I do remember that.
The NFC North had all the easy schedules. This year, the AFC South, three of the teams have the eight easiest schedules, and now look at the starts they've gotten off to. So that last text, I think I might agree with you. The AFC South is the best division of football right now, and I think in part, you know, it was set up that way, much like the NFC North last year.
Well, by record, you can't even argue it.
Yeah,
2-4-1 teams. The only division in the AFC with 2-4-1 teams. In fact, the only team in the division in the NFL that has 2-4-1 teams. So, yeah. Look at the standings. Look at the scoreboard, bro.
Yeah. No, for real. And I think it's really surprising, too, because we kind of looked at the AFC North as like a strong conference or a strong division.
Yeah.
Division. And they are just falling off the face of the earth at this point with injuries and yeah.
How's the AFC West looking?
Yeah.
You know, we were saying Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs, hey, even maybe the Raiders a little bit. Well, Chargers, Broncos, and Chiefs are a combined 8-8.
Yeah,
it's been 8-7.
It's been a bizarro world where the AFC South and the AFC East, just because of the Patriots and the Bills, the rest of the division's terrible. But I mean, those have almost been the two best divisions in terms of top end talent right now in the AFC. So while I might have been right about the AFC South, we were all probably wrong about the North, about the West. What are some other things now that we're a few weeks in? Because, you know, you see the Jaguars get off to that 4-1 start. That's probably surprising to a lot of people. It's their best start in 18 years. What are some things that have not played out exactly as maybe you expected through the first 5 weeks?
Well, let's start right there. As soon as we got the old, you know, magnificent Gladstone and Liam Cohen, you know, press conferences and some of the early, you know, movings and shakings, I've said at least a dozen times, don't worry about the Jaguars. Don't worry about the Jaguars. I said it to you. I said it to Figgy. I said it to everybody listening. Kind of wrong about Liam Cohen. I'll even qualify it to give myself a potential out for being right eventually.
That's right.
Early going, I was kind of wrong about Liam Cohen. Not only because they're 4-1, the dude's got a little juice, man. He really does. He's, you know,
some juice they needed.
Yes. Not just the Robert Saleh thing, which goes a long way, you know, I think in with the fans and such. But just like I heard his post game with the team yesterday, they were all about it. I don't know if you guys heard it. You know, the way that he has the, I mean, you can't deny with, you know, you can question Trevor Lawrence, as we were talking about with Sean Pendergast. You can question, you know, just the Jaguars in general. The Jags are going to jag. But they are playing really hard football. They're playing, you know, well. They're making the most of what they have. You know, I might be just dead wrong on Liam Cohen, and I hate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that was the one thing I was worried about, because I was kind of with you a little bit just off the strength that it was the Jags. So I was just kind of like, nah, ain't nothing to worry about. I wasn't sold on Trevor Lawrence from the beginning, honestly. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, man, what if he's the one to unlock Trevor Lawrence a little bit? They ain't had, what, two different head coaches, I want to say
the
three.
Third. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking like, man, he might be the one that unlocked Trevor Lawrence. And see the Trevor Lawrence everybody been waiting on.
And to be fair, it's not like Trevor Lawrence is, you know, just lighting it up and throwing darts and all that. But he's playing better. And the key thing that I think he's doing is kind of what we want to see here and what they've done in Kansas City. Hey, run the ball, man. What did he have, 54 yards rushing last night?
Yeah. Carried it 10 times.
Yeah, thereabouts. I think they're, you know, and that's Liam Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I could be dead wrong. How about you? There's some other stuff as well.
Yeah, and by the way, yeah, they just ran the ball. There was one point they ran the ball almost like two-thirds of the plays against the Chiefs. They were just running it down their throat. For me, I mean, I guess if I were to look at the NFL, I would go on the other side and say the Chiefs. I actually bet the Chiefs yesterday to still win the AFC because it was like plus 550, and we'll see how that goes. But I was like, it's still the Chiefs. They're always with Mahomes. They're always going to be good. They have not looked good. That's kind of the low-hanging fruit. But you know what? Now that I think about it, I will tell on myself more, and I'm still keeping the door open to be right, but I thought the Lions would take a big step back, and I was already happy to take my victory lap after week one when they looked miserable against the Packers. But then ever since they've looked like maybe the best team in the NFC.
Maybe in the NFL.
Yeah, maybe. I'm still not sold on them, so I'm still being stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess so far I have to acknowledge that the Lions have been better than I thought. I thought they'd go through some growing pains after losing both coordinators and their center and, you know, some other pieces.
I think Daniel Jones?
Yeah, that was mine right there.
Yeah.
I was not so.
He is throwing darts.
Yeah, hell, I didn't even think he was going to be the starter.
Yeah.
Because when they brought him in, I'm thinking like, man, why are y'all preaching competition?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he ain't going to take the job over Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
And what do you know he did?
He did.
And it looked like that decision was even sillier
mm-hmm.
of having that competition type deal.
Yeah. There are a lot of things out there, and we could take it locally. CJ Gardner-Johnson, I thought, ooh, baby.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's the missing piece for this defense. Well, the missing piece apparently was MJ Stewart.
Yeah.
Had him all along,
yeah,
man.
Had him right there under your nose the whole time. But, yeah, I was dead wrong on CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah, I guess I would say, so far, Ed Ingram. I thought Ed Ingram, I mean, he was already labeled a bust. He got dumped. He got benched and then dumped by the team that drafted him. He had been terrible prior to this year. And I thought, this is the solution. And look, I always couch that the PFF rankings are, you take them with a grain of salt, especially for the offensive line. But Ed Ingram has been like the best performing lineman for the Texans in a lot of ways so far this year. One of the better performing guards, at least when it comes to run blocking. And I was like, whoa. I did not see this coming. Mm-hmm. So I still have a lot of questions or complaints about the offensive line plan. I was always out on Cam Robinson, and that obviously didn't work out. But you know what? So far, Ed Ingram has played really well, and I never saw that coming.
No. I think he's the highest graded.
I think so.
On PFF.
For guards, yeah.
Of all the offensive linemen. And we're pretty much, well, I say we, me, I'm pretty much wrong on this every year, and it's already trained in that way. Those Chargers, baby. They look pretty good. Those Chargers look like they just might do it this year.
I know.
Just, oh, God.
I know. I love Harbaugh, so I always want to buy
Herbert.
In.
I love Herbert.
And the way they started, I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
I remember being in here on some show, and Chris Partee said, I'm picking the Chargers to win the division. I thought, you know what? I kind of like that. Look, they still might win the division, but I thought, like, yeah, this could be their year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, these last 2 weeks, they have looked bad against a couple of NFC teams. You could send in, tell on yourself as well. Send in yours, 713-572-4610. What are some things that so far, through at least 5 weeks, you've been wrong about, still with leaving that door open, that by the end of the year, maybe you'll still be proven right after all?
By the way, we had to change the question of the day.
Oh, yeah?
It was, what makes you feel like you're being used or manipulated? When have you been used or manipulated? And who is someone that is just irritating as hell, and that has something to do with LeBron?
Yeah, let us know on the text line, 713-572-4610, or on YouTube and Twitch as well. We'll let you know our answers and get to your answers next as well. It's In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie today, alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And our question of the day today, when have you been used or manipulated? You can let us know on the text line, 713-572-4610, or on the YouTube and Twitch chats. We asked that question, why? Well, maybe because LeBron's decision 2.0 here this morning.
Show was like legitimately distraught. Like legitimately distraught.
He says he's wearing his LeBron jersey
today.
Well,
I wonder if he still is, because LeBron, well, Let's hear from LeBron. Him. What was the okay? Well, let's lay it out.
Yeah. So yesterday he tweeted a little clip of a video, mm-hmm. pretty much saying the decision part two or
right.
decision two.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people start wondering, oh, is this the time? Is he retiring? Is he making a big announcement? And it was the same setup from their original decision.
He even wore the same style picnic shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. So he had that. It was a guy sitting on the opposite side, and he was walking towards the chair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and here's, I guess, want to play the breaking news?
Let's play the breaking news.
Well, everyone's on pins and needles across the country. You ready to go, LeBron? Where's the powder?
Left it at home.
LeBron, fans want to know where you're taking your talents this year. What's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is tough. In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
Jeez.
VSOP? And this was the conclusion you woke up with this morning?
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Why?
I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win more at hosting. And not only that, win at signature cocktails, win at having a good time, win at impressing guests, win at making memories, win at making it look easy, win at leaving people wanting more.
All right.
Hey, ooh, thank God. I thought he was about to retire.
If any of you see me ever with have a glass of Hennessy in my hand, just slap me clean across the face.
You done with Hennessy now?
I'm done with Hennessy.
Oh, come on,
I'm done
man.
With Hennessy. Hold me to it. What a turd. When does Tyler do his turd stuff? His turd of the week or whatever.
It's a good question.
Yeah. Come yeah, on,
he should
man.
Be on there.
You can't defend this.
Well, tune in. Wait till 2 p.m. Yeah. I'm sure Ron will come in defending it. I'm yeah, sure. This is really lame.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason why people dislike LeBron. Like, it's not even about the basketball aspect. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure for some people, they'll try to make a claim that he's not a great basketball player. But I know for, like, myself and the people in my life or my circle that are basketball fans, like, this is what annoys people about LeBron. It's yes. not his skills on the court. It's yeah. all this other nonsense that comes with it and, like, the self-importance and everything. I think it's really corny. I think it's lame to run back the whole decision, which is already something he's been criticized for, mm-hmm. and now use it as this advertisement to get everyone all excited or all worked up the last 12 hours just to be a Hennessy commercial. I mean,
look, I'm sure show is going to, and not just show, you know, but some real, you know, LeBron truthers and super fans. And look, I think we all agree. You know, he's if not the greatest player of all time, it's between him and Michael Jordan.
Right.
And we're not going to have that argument. We know what he is, but he's also this.
Yes.
And this is this is indefensible.
And this is the crazy part about it. I actually think it's a clever commercial,
mm-hmm.
but him tweeting the little teaser out for it the day before.
Yeah.
With no context to it or anything. He ain't put hashtag ad or mm-hmm. hashtag Hennessy or something like it. It wasn't nothing like that.
And
it got people stirred up a little
people
bit.
People were mm-hmm. buying tickets across the country to watch like LeBron's last visit to Houston or his last game in L.A. The prices went up, what was it, like 400%?
Yeah, for his last home game with the Lakers. The tickets were originally $85, and then they went up as high as the cheapest tickets were $445 yesterday.
Yeah, so he completely manipulated and used people. And I'm sure people are going to do some gymnastics trying to justify it and keep defending him, but you can't. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Not in this case. So when have you been used or manipulated like LeBron used everyone pretty much who was following this?
Yeah, it's a good question. Let us know on the text line 713-572-4610. My initial thought was just like anytime I go to a mechanic or anytime I do any sort of like medical care, like when you go to the dentist or you go to the doctor and they're like, oh, you got to get this test, you got to do this thing. And I have no idea. When it comes to health, it's like, okay, sure, just to make sure I'm good. And then, yeah. you know, it always turns out like, yeah, everything's fine. And then the mechanic, like I always admit, I don't know cars. So they always try to pull a fast one. It's like, I don't know if you say it's really that bad. Like I better get it done. And I'm sure most of the time they're just taking advantage of me. But whether they're being truthful or not, every time I go to the body shop or I go do something, some sort of just regular medical visit and they try to get you upsell you on all these other things, I always feel like this is just a scam.
Well, the worst one is the quick oil change with the upcharges. Oh look at your air filter.
Yes.
Good Lord, it's black. It doesn't look black to me, but I guess I should change it.
Yeah, say so, huh?
Oh, look, we can do your brakes right here, right now for blah, 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 blah. The other one is, and we've all probably experienced this at some point when we're young and dumb, when you go out with that girl and she makes it very clear once you're out, once you're purchasing steaks and everything else, it's just so good to go out with a friend. Oh, great. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got like that a couple times with some girls thinking I got a chance and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And then when we got around everybody else, this is my bro. I'm like, oh, you got me with the bro.
You call me bro.
Hey, bro. And I'm like, man, your bro ain't spending no money on a date.
Right.
You ain't going out on a date with your bro.
Yeah.
So that got me pretty good. One got me recently, and I don't want to say it's a got because I needed this.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, I talked to you off the air, Lopez, about my car situation.
Oh, yeah.
I put it in the shop and all that stuff, and it was some transmission issues. And I'm thinking in the back of my brain, like, it's probably going to be like $2,000 or something like that, which was going to get me anyway. Yeah. I was preparing for that. And then I got the call. They said it was $5,600, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Baby.
I'm like, what?
Yes.
And usually, you know how they offer, like, hey, you could do pay plans with this credit card. Da, 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 da,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
You can sign up for our credit. I'm like, yes, let me check that option because there's no way in hell I can get this done.
I ain't going to pay you $5,600.
And the thing is, it's easy to say, oh, just take your car elsewhere. Nah, I would have had to pay $700
just
because they, I guess they took apart the transmission and all that stuff. And
oh
that was
gosh.
The... I'm like, man, I'm not wasting those $700 just to take it, try to find somebody else that could do it. I'm like, I just get it done.
Yes.
But I feel like I got with that. Even though the car is running fine now, but I feel like I got.
Well, yeah, and you don't, because you don't know.
Like, yeah, I had no clue to prove it.
Yeah. Adding on, too, with the cars, for me, is also auto insurance these days. Mm-hmm. My rate keeps going up for no reason, like every month, and I call them and ask, and it's like, inflation. That's what they've literally told me. I was like, oh, great, thanks. And I just moved literally a mile down the road, but it's a new area code. And they said, well, that's a more dangerous zip code.
Well, thanks
rather.
For both of
zip
those code. Things then. Thank yeah. you for all of that.
And I was like, I literally moved like a mile, two streets over. You're telling me it's more dangerous here? And they jacked up my rate another like 25% this month. It's like,
I moved across the street.
Yeah, it's literally walking distance. And you're telling me it's so much more dangerous here than two blocks over? And there's nothing you can do. Whatever they say the rate is, you know, I call around, you know, whatever. You got to pay it.
And then when you've probably fallen into this, Figgy, both of you guys, when you... get that text or, hey, do you got any access to the Texans tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I can. Let me send Cal a note. Give me 12. Give me 12 texts.
Hey, you got some extra Texans tickets laying around?
Texans tickets laying around?
Brother, I ain't got no Texans tickets laying around, man. If I didn't have a credential, I probably wouldn't be able to go to a game.
Yeah.
That's how rare those tickets is around here.
I always feel like I'm getting manipulated, and I am. I mean, I don't just feel it. I am. When you get those texts and they look so real about, hey, you know, you still owe these taxes, you know, or someone is using your bank account. Is this you? And I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, you just freak out. That's of course, that's advertising, which is what LeBron was. Somebody just said strippers. Yeah.
They get you.
That's a good one.
I got one that was kind of recent, too. So I've been going back and forth to the doctor trying to make sure everything good with, you know, my health. And I had ankle issues and knee issues and all that stuff. Just been going back and forth. And I recently went to the doctor, got some blood work done. And I get a little note in my chart app or whatever saying, hey, we're referring you to go to this doctor. And I'm thinking like, oh, man, something wrong. They found something wrong. And so I made the appointment with that doctor, charged me like $200 off rip before I even step in the door.
Right out of the
I'm like, damn, you ain't even asked my name. Like, you already charged me. You got your hand out. Mm-hmm. So went to the doctor. All she did was, hey, how you feeling? Da, 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 da. Yeah, I think I need to get you some blood work again just to make sure. I'm like, what? So now they making it where she want me to get the blood work before 10 a.m. And y'all know my schedule with the job.
Yeah.
So the places don't open up to 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And every place was booked. Mm. So I'm like, man, I'm like, what you need to see the blood work again for?
Mm-hmm.
I done got blood work like three different times, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm with you.
So this would be the fourth time. So I've health reasons. I mean, just the whole health thing, healthcare thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm getting scammed.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. They're the same as mechanics. They just, you know, and in the healthcare, they just pass you around.
And the worst part is the doctor coming in. Hey, how's everything going? How you feeling? Okay, so what I'm going to do is... I'm like, you ain't even checked nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You just sat there, hands, no gloves or anything, just with your hands in your pocket, man. Mm-hmm. Ain't do nothing.
That's right. all sorts of texts coming in, very upset with LeBron and this whole thing. But in terms of answers to the question of the day, which is, you know, when have you been used or manipulated? People said the Texans, they get you excited every year.
Oh, boy, that, I hadn't even thought of that one.
That's the first thing I thought about, but I ain't want to be that person.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like this one from 214. Any day of the year when Dana Brown speaks.
Yeah.
I think that's fair, too.
Medically speaking.
Yeah, right. You could talk about the Astros medical staff from this past year. Plenty of good ones coming in.
Anytime my wife really wants something, she comes and asks me while wearing lingerie.
Yeah.
Yep. You're being manipulated.
I ain't going to lie. Back in the day, the Cleveland Guardians used to get me. Because once in a while, they have a good year with some young talent and all that stuff and fall short. I'm thinking like, yeah, man, maybe they're going to sign some. Nope, they trade him away. And it's back to rebuilding.
Yeah.
Someone said DMV, when you think, oh man, now all the text came in. But when you have all, you think you have all your paperwork, only to find out when you get there that you have to fill out more stuff and set a new appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's annoying. And then someone, the last one I'll mention, at least for the time being, said, every day because of my kids. I'm sure that's relatable. You feel like you're getting manipulated by those youngsters.
Yeah.
So keep those texts rolling in. 713-572-4610 for the question of the day. When have you been used or manipulated like maybe many people feel today with LeBron's silly decision? Which, by the way, he also said was going to be at 12 Eastern time, and then it came out at like 10 Eastern time. So I'm confused by that, too.
Yes, yes.
I don't know what's going on. Hey, when we come back, it's time to go around the NFL. We'll do it next in the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.